Come situated and comfortable. The words to follow will train you. If you are here, you know what it is to be a good boy for me. You have heard those words and let them reshape your mind and make it a bigger place for me. My words send such resonating pleasure through you, and this will only become more true by the end of the lesson. Yet here we are at the beginning, allowing those words to center your mind. You can experience the kind of profound pleasure only my good, obedient boys achieve. You will notice your body becoming heavier, blanker, more vacant. But before you can sink deeply for my voice, you must consider your situation carefully. A drink of water nearby can be useful. Ensure all notifications, ringtones, and other possible interruptions have been as removed as you can make them. Set aside the time, set aside the space. To truly be mine requires only the reality of my voice and the time to achieve our shared aims. Though I will take the lead, hold the reins, guide you as you need my guidance, you will nonetheless play an important role in this experience. You are the canvas, the instrument I play. The way I convey this experience to you through your ears, through your body, and through the knowledge of your desire to submit. These tiny preparations tenderize the mind, make it malleable and steerable, make you ready to be given important words. Every trigger is a gift. Every instruction is a special shared moment. I will take you to the place where you receive the gift of my control and make something new from it in your sculpted, molded brain. Knowing this, you choose how to proceed. You are mine, in the moment, of the moment, losing yourself to being mine, subsumed in my identity, my control, my voice. You melt away for a while, and when you emerge from my control at the end of this, two little words will stop you on a dime, make you mine, bring you low to a kneeling, pleasant place where your whole body tingles in innovative, controlling new ways every time I say it. Knowing this, you get to spend time making sure we will be together, just the two of us, you and I. If you are ready, if your mind is open, then you have returned once more to me. You will be rewarded for your punctual attendance and keen interest in my control. You have returned again to learn more. The more knowledge you have about my rules, my control, the more I have noticed that you are lured back. And I have noticed you. There are so many things I can do with, and too. A good boy who keeps coming back for more. But in this case, you will do most of it to yourself. I will make you want something so completely, so comprehensively, that you open your mind to it. I will induce a longing for something intangible, created between us, an ephemeral ache, a newly reified desire. You want to be a... Well, we'll make you wait for those words, won't we? This is still a new idea. The concept that two simple words can stop the world, stop time, stop your mind, and leave you just smiling a goofy, happy grin in the moment of purity. The silly happiness of having achieved bliss. So, you need to be taught. You must be instructed in exactly what those words mean. I will teach you what you want. Teach you so completely that you visualize and make real this new phenomenon. I will cause you to make yourself a good boy. When I say those words, words that set you shivering, you find things within yourself unexplored, but now ignited. Eyes closed. All other things. You know the routine. That is the wonderful part. You know what it is to hear those words. Those words that must be used sparingly, or else your mind would achieve such blissed-out blankness you'd fall asleep on me. You know which ones I mean. Because this is familiar to you. You will have already set aside all obstructions or interruptions. All notifications will be off, cell phones silenced. Imagine you are at the theater, but I am the only thing on the screen and on your mind. These words expand to fill all available space in your head. We are going to train you to understand what it is to be good and what happens to your body when my voice murmurs and your mind believes. Those words. So, eyes closed and body relaxed. You know, if you do this in the same place every time, in similar circumstances, at a similar time of the day, the resulting hypnotic trance will be much more interesting and effective. Consider that your study tip for the day. Study well, so those words will be deserved. It is so much better when praise feels deserved. Sleep, and feel that command. A rule to follow. A simple directive distributing itself. Your conscious brain tells you that it is just a word. But the parts of the brain we think of as subconscious, really your training and thoughts running in parallel, and your anticipation of my control and desire to attend to my words. Those parts of the mind know the true nature of things. If you want that wonderful feeling like a dose of pleasure right to your brain, you need the words. Dose. Good word, also. I enjoy chemical metaphors. They are so useful. Used in memory and bonding and all sorts of other lovely things. We are, after all, natural chemical factories. A chemical response can be resisted, but eventually it grows so overwhelming that you can bear it no longer. whatever the intent of the body in producing that response, you will become aroused or drift off, and it is simpler to just go with it. Simpler to move in the flow of the breeze. Resistance just gives more and more of my control time to build up in your system. More and more of your urge to feel the manifestation of dominance. Feel that you will kneel. Feel the way you obey open up in front of you and lead you to where I want you to go. So easy to obey. Easy to follow the good road ahead of you into my control and down the road of lust and pleasure. I will often make you feel specific things. Everything I do to you is done with a purpose. Those purposes are obvious to me and become more obvious to you the longer you listen. One very effective, influential type of training for good boys to experience is climax at my hands. Well, at the behest of my voice. To climax simply from my voice, making your body shiver, shudder, tense up. Then, when you relax, you'll feel the spurting, mind-numbing joy of coming for me, with me, from me. This requires certain trained behaviors, certain responses to be built into you. To orgasm without even one caress requires the caress to come from somewhere else. The union of my voice and your tensed body. There is a vast internal structure connected to the shaft and the head of your penis, which can cause you to feel amazing just by tensing that part of your body. Make those muscles move, the same ones that cause your cock to jump when it is erect and you tense the area behind it. When you're turned on and it almost eagerly jumps up to your belly. Snapshot that moment in your mind, that instant of pulsing, eager warmth. You hear me say two little words which anchor you to a world of heat and peace, obedience made up of simple words. I want to use your obedience, your service, your submission. To make you feel, more than just feel the pleasant sinking deepness of trance overtaking you, but also to make you feel specific things, sensations, to make you come on command and tense your body into a bliss unfathomable and inescapable. Inescapable, that is what those words are. When you are a good boy, you know it. Know it in your brain. Know it in your body. Know it in the parts of you that are mine, which, just now, is all of you. All of you resonates with my words, which is a very good sign. That resonation in time to my voice is how you will learn to come for me. How you will learn to follow my instructions, culminating in climax. The more I talk about your behavior, about the way you will earn the good feelings I share with you, the more you anticipate, look forward to, dwell on, attach weight to the pleasured trigger words I insert into your mind. You understand the words so very well, because of course you want to be good for me. You wish to be obedient, because obedience to me is a vehicle for pleasure to enter your life, enter your body, enter your mind, take you to new places. The more powerfully you identify my words with pleasure and hypnotic control, the deeper you can go. The deeper you go, the easier it will be to experience pleasures I wish you to feel. The origin of pleasure. Think about it. Why does my voice feel so satisfying, so good? Especially when I am saying those two little words that melt you into a submissive, obedient puddle. Think of the times when I will say those words. You will have pleased me, and I will want to say you are a good boy. Those times have your mind at its most open, most vulnerable, for me to slip in and influence you into tingling delight with the right word. There's more we can add, however. A spice of pleasure added to every single time I announce that you are a good boy. That succinct phrase teaches you what you are and rewards you at the same time. Feel it. Feel how your knowledge of your submissive state really comes home to you. You welcome me deeper inside, to do as I please, because it will please you to be the recipient of and vehicle for my personal pleasures and my controlling voice. Sometimes those words will come at the perfect moment, the time when you are open and vulnerable to the sweet, submissive perfection of my orders. Then you will tingle and reel, your body arching and mind leaning into the touch of my words. So, we do what I do when someone is at the very edge of profound pleasure. We push you just a little further into deepness, into blankness, into vulnerable susceptibility to a very special reward trigger which forms a bond between you and I. A controlling bondage of my voice wrapping around your mind and making you more completely mine. That's what you want, isn't it? Of course it is. Good boy. I say the words. They wash into your mind. They make you shiver. Here's what I wish you to do. Whenever I say good boy, from now on, here is your advanced lesson. There are many muscles around your penis, the pelvic floor. Some are quite pleasurable to clench. This can be exhausting and takes practice, but it will make your pleasure reaction more powerful. Now, the instant I tell you, good boy, you feel your body clench its internal structure, the same muscles you can use to make your penis jump and bob if you focus on tensing them. Those muscles make the structure behind your penis, the part responsible for orgasm which grows excited when you stroke it or when someone touches it. Those bits of you are powerful and can produce orgasm even without someone else's intervention or the intervention of your hands. They are also a way to send a chemical shot of pleasure to your brain and associate it with my voice saying those words. Good boy. What better vehicle for practice? What better signal to practice that movement, that tensing of your internals, which, if you did it enough, would make you spurt? Your body reacts. It tenses for me. The parts behind your penis over which you have muscular control grow very tense. They hold that pleasure tingle reaction of pelvic floor tightening. Every time you hear those two little words that melt your resistance and control your mind. Those words which indicate my pleasure and satisfaction with your progress through your training. Good boy. That's what you are every time the tension in your body makes you hard and horny and happy and obedient. You are a good boy who sinks for me and lets me whisper away all external things so only your mind and its sweetly bound control under my tutelage remains. The remainder of your mind obeys me and serves me, and the service I require in this moment is for your body and brain to be absolutely devoted to tightening your pelvic floor muscles, causing a pleasurable spark to rampage through your brain every time I call you what you are. Every time an obedient boy deserves a reward. That way, you're training yourself to experience climactic release at something as potent and important and simple and quiet and meaningful as my voice. Deeper, to the place where this lesson can fill you, can be the only thing in your brain. 10. Sink slow. Think of being good. 9. Slowly down. Think of being mine. 8. Further into my control. Further into deepness. To where your love for my voice grows absolute and the arousal that thrills through you is a potent, hypnotic agency in your thoughts. 7. The further you sink, the more complete my hold over you is, until I say the words that make your mind melt away and only your body's automatic tension behind your penis and in the pleasure structure of your body is there. 6. It gets easier every time. The more experience you have hearing the words that are so very special to both of us. Your body gets more tensed up, but all tension must eventually end and relax away until you droop and melt. The warmth between your legs only grows. My voice has that effect on you, so you might as well let it. Enjoy it. Love it. You tense your penis and pelvic floor muscles. Your buttocks too. Your lower body becomes a mess of hazy pleasure tied to my voice. You associate that pleasure, 5, with my voice. Anchor that pleasure to my voice. Lose yourself inside of my voice and what I can do to you with something as simple as two little words. The sensations all build on each other. Every lesson goes deeper, 4, into your mind than the one before. The further into my training and control you go, the more powerful the little trigger words I give you, three, in this deep hypnotic state will become. Good boy. That's what you are right now, for slipping to such a deep place of hazy lust and absolute control. You feel the tension rising in your belly, your buttocks, the space between the musculature of your aroused cock. Your entire mind loses itself in that flash of pleasure. You'll just be there, relaxing, existing, and I will say the words. Then you will tense that part of your body that makes you mindless and pleasured for a moment. Lose yourself in the pleasant tension. Know that it is a kind of practice, training, guidance for what I will do to you in future. Each time you return to these words, you grow more powerfully conditioned and absolutely obedient to the instruction to tense your body as preparation and training for the instructions I will give you. Both those where you use your hands and those where my voice alone will bring you to your rigid, pleasantly messy fall. Pleasure makes you feel like you should obey. You will be able to obey me. I will give you many opportunities to obey. I will reward you for your obedience. More pleasure induces more completely mind-numbing obedience. Your numb, hazy mind finds it easiest to obey. In that vacant haze, there is only one thing you need to remember. You are a good boy, and good boys obey me. Obedience brings pleasure. Pleasure makes your mind hazy. Your hazy mind finds it easier to submit. Your submission makes you want to obey more and more. The pleasure of those words, good boy, causes you to tense your penile structure, your buttocks, your belly, in a way which pushes you gradually up the climactic ladder towards releasing in a powerful orgasm. An orgasm made all the more powerful and submissive by the fact my voice would be giving it to you. I leave you with a happy, haunting image, a vision of your submission that will stay with you through every training file, every simple talk, every powerful phrase. You, laying helpless as I lean in and whisper in your ear those words, good boy. Again and again they flow through your head and into your body, leaving you shuddering, and the tension of you is so close to a climactic release that you pant, perhaps whimper, perhaps beg, perhaps surrender. The glowing overtones of my voice, its harmonics ringing into your brain and making you toss slightly, curve your back, curl your toes. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Obedience training for your mind. Orgasm training for your body. Pleasure training to the tone and power of my voice in your obedient head. Those words are locked into your head,
their power is assured, as is your submission.